Time's up at UCLA. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. The university gave anti-Israel protesters until midnight to clear their encampments, but protesters say they're not going anywhere and are braced for police to breach their barricades. For now, police are standing by.
Hundreds upon hundreds of these pro-Palestine protesters have shown up here outside of the encampment, apparently in an effort to defend it. There are large numbers of LAPD officers in riot gear on the outskirts of campus here with their crowd control gear, their helmets, and they are starting to encircle this campus. And then the protesters, the encampment, they built a wall to keep police and counter-protesters out.
Fox's Bill Malusian. Then in New York City, the drama unfolded a day ago at Columbia, NYU, and City College of New York, and has spread to Fordham University. Additional clashes yesterday at the University of Arizona, Tulane University in New Orleans, and the University of Wisconsin and elsewhere. A drive-by shooting in Fort Worth, Texas, injures six people, all under the age of 19, the youngest just 3 years old. Police Chief Neil Noakes calls it senseless violence.
It pisses me off. I've said many times it makes me angry. I am mad. I'm pissed off.
The shooting happened last night outside an apartment complex. Five of the victims were transported to a hospital, one in critical condition, and the shooter or shooters got away. A massive fire tore through a New York City supermarket last night, injuring seven people, six of them firefighters. More than 250 firefighters responded to the fire in Brooklyn, which quickly spread to four neighboring apartment buildings, displacing about 30 residents. And the Arizona lawmakers voted yesterday to repeal the state's Civil War era ban on abortions. The governor says she will sign the measure. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The U.S. Air Force is preparing additional charges against convicted Pentagon leaker Jack Teixeira.
Jack Teixeira, the Massachusetts Air National Guardsman convicted of leaking classified military documents, including about the Russia-Ukraine war, also faces charges for alleged violations of the Uniform Code of Military Justice. According to the U.S. Air Force, the charges include failure to obey a lawful order by allegedly continuing to look at information unrelated to his duties, despite an order requiring him to stop, and obstructing justice by allegedly disposing of evidence in the case against him. Teixeira is already serving a 16-year prison sentence after pleading guilty in federal court to six counts of retaining and transmitting classified national defense information. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Another Boeing whistleblower dies suddenly and unexpectedly.
Joshua Dean worked for Boeing supplier Spirit AeroSystems in Wichita, Kansas, is dead after a short illness. The former quality auditor alleged that leadership at Spirit AeroSystems had ignored manufacturing defects on Boeing's 737 MAX. He was fired last April and filed a retaliation complaint with the Labor Department. A relative says Dean had been healthy and was known for a healthy lifestyle. But he died Tuesday after 2 weeks of being in critical condition with a bacterial infection. Another Boeing whistleblower, John Barnett, was found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound in March. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
The Federal Reserve leaves interest rates at a 23-year high, roughly 5.3%.
Inflation is still too high. Further progress in bringing it down is not assured, and the path forward is uncertain.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the central bank needs more data showing price increases are slowing towards the bank's 2% target. Dow futures climbing this morning, up 114 points. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.